So you know how it's March?
Yes.
March 2nd, to be exact.
Madness. I hear March, I think madness.
Oh my gosh, that's related to what I'm going to talk about.
Really?
Okay, so March
Sixth Sense.
Is known for many things. March 2nd, I don't know what year, NASA astronaut Scott Kelly returned from space after one full year, setting a new record for the longest uninterrupted trip to space.
Wow.
Did you know what happened on this day?
I had no idea.
There you go. It also is known for being a month that people get vasectomies the most. Really? Specifically, the first week of March.
You know why? I'm going to just throw it out there.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
Because Valentine's Day just happened.
No.
Oh. It's like, what?
No, according to doctors at the Cleveland Clinic, the number of vasectomy surgeries, surges by 50% during the first week of March. Madness. Because guys are like, if I gotta lay on the couch, might as well watch some basketball, yo. That's exactly what they say. Isn't that interesting?
I feel like it makes more sense that Valentine's Day just happened and then they got pregnant and the girl was like, all right, snip, we're done.
You're done.
We're done. It's
last. See, one. I would have we're my done. Vasectomy anytime because I would just watch Disney. I know that I can't have one.
This has nothing to do with you, Taryn. How did you flip that and make that about you?
Because
you.
I'm only thinking about myself all the time, every day.
It's got really weird all of a sudden. Just kind of the intro.
I don't have one
so
of those.
Awkward.
So.
Hello, everyone. Welcome back to Unsolicited Advice. That's Taryn over there.
Hello.
I'm Ashley, and we're back for another episode of All the Advice You'll Ever Need to Need. Ever need to need. Ever need to need.
It makes sense. I think
it just
you may need
weird
to know,
saying
but
need
like
to need.
Need to need.
No, need. Not no.
Need.
Need.
Oh, God. We're doing a twofer today, and I feel like always the second one, it's either like we're done with each other or we're freaking loopy.
I mean, if you guys remember from the last episode, I was talking about that quad shot coffee.
She's towards the bottom.
Oh my goodness. I want to say, Taryn, how have you been? But then I'm
well,
just like.
Well, we didn't ask each other last time.
No, yeah. What'd you do?
Okay.
What'd you do? I'll tell you what I did.
Oh, okay. I guess we're just going to roll right past me.
I went out for my friend's birthday yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
And I just want to throw it out there. I never go out on a Sunday. It's weird.
Yeah.
It's weird. The whole time I was looking around, I was like, what? Does no one have to work tomorrow, you know? And I know it was a holiday, but
yeah.
Apparently it's always busy. Like Sunday fun day is a thing. And I had no idea because Sunday for me, it's like church, lunch, couch.
Yeah, because
that's all I do.
For me, I'm like recharging for like the week. Like,
yeah,
what is
I'm
my
like
week
doing
like?
Laundry. I am like planning out like what I need to get done that week. I'm cleaning sometimes. Like it's just like that's not in my vicinity, but like I went out yesterday.
Proud of you.
And I just remember being like, tomorrow's Monday. This is wrong.
This is weird.
This is weird.
This makes no sense.
Threw me off. If you guys are Sunday Funday people, more power to you. I don't know how you do it.
Yeah.
Taryn?
And we're back. I don't think anything crazy has happened recently. It was like one of those, I was very overwhelmed the beginning of this week. Like, do you ever, like, you don't catch a, like, at work or something? Like, you know you have a busy week, right? So you plan everything out perfectly. And then literally, like, the second you step into, like, work, you get a call, like, we need you here. This is happening. We need to schedule this meeting. Where's this? Can I get this? And you're like, I scheduled everything and I don't have time for this. Like, yeah. I can't. How am I going to do it?
Yeah.
That's how I felt all week. But, like, miraculously, somehow I got it done. So I feel like good right now. But last week I was definitely more stressed than usual.
Yeah. I had a lot. I had a really long weekend, it's been a week since Kelly and Ryan.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Isn't that weird?
Yeah,
we
well.
Literally last well. Week, it was a Monday. We went to the Kelly and Ryan after Oscars show at like live at the Dolby Theater.
Yeah.
You guys are not ready for this. Taryn and I had to be there at 4:00 in the morning.
Oh, not just be there. We had like, to be full glammed out.
Dressed up, ready to rock and roll. And I not only had a shot of espresso, but I had a Red Bull. I was
And we looked great.
We looked fantastic. Actually, I've never been more proud of us.
Yeah. If you follow us on Instagram, I think it was like a few posts ago, we posted like a selfie of me and Ash, and we look beautiful, but like that was there. And I was very surprised that we pulled it together.
We really did that.
I thought I was going to be like wonky eyed for sure, yeah. But
that whole weekend was crazy for me. I didn't sleep, and I swear that's why I'm sick now.
Ooh, that has, it probably just, it's just like, is
that
it?
Makes sense. I tried to sleep as much as I could, but it was so weird because we had to be there at 4, we had to leave at 3:30.
Yes.
Which meant that for me, if you're talking like I need to be wearing a dress and I need to have makeup on, then that means I have to wake up at 2:30.
Yeah.
I need a full hour.
Full hour.
Uh-huh. So I like the show wrapped. It sounds super early, but the show wrapped at 7 o'clock in the morning.
That was, I feel like, the strangest part, because we came home and like got back in bed and still like got up for like our second day, it felt like.
Yeah, but it was like a normal day. Yeah. Like we went to bed for a little bit and then got back up and got some work done.
Strange.
But it was, I've never been more thrown off in my life. Yeah. I don't know how Kelly Ripa does it all the time.
But, well, she's got a team.
Yeah, she's had people
like
doing
if
her
someone
hair.
If someone just told me just get up out of bed, but I will do your hair, your mm-hmm. makeup, I will give you an outfit
while you sip some
that
coffee.
Fully fits your body.
Yeah, she looked great.
I would be fine, but yeah. It's the fact that like I have to do it myself.
Also, I thought I looked great, and then I was given the opportunity to take a photo with Ryan Seacrest and Kelly Ripa.
You looked beautiful.
Now, no one can look good standing next to the two of them. It's impossible. It is it's impossible. You can't. And it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter how you stand next to Kelly. She's the size of my pinky.
She's
and it's
very
just like,
tiny.
And honestly, so's Ryan. So I was just like, well,
there it is.
There's that.
Oop, there it is. No, I thought you looked cute in those pictures.
You know, I'll post it for you. You'll see.
We'll post it. Yes.
We'll proof that for you.
That would be great. Yeah, I don't think anything else. What else is like going on? Like nothing really, huh?
No, it's pretty much it.
Yeah.
Just living the dream.
Just lit. I thought you said that. And I was like, lit?
Just live.
Is it really lit, Ashley? As you like
Taryn
lit in the mic.
Leave me alone. I'm trying.
You're doing great, honey.
To not breathe out of my mouth
right
now.
You're doing great. me and Ashley officially don't have the coronavirus.
Guys, we came back from Australia deeply concerned for ourselves.
Okay, so every time I say that, people look at me like you're nuts. And I will say, I have mentally given myself almost every disease that's ever existed. So I get that.
She has.
But
you should know her by now.
We legit had reason for concern.
Yeah.
Because we went to Australia when it was Chinese New Year, and apparently, I did not know this, Australia is a huge destination for that holiday, that a lot of people from China will travel and vacation to Australia.
Yeah.
And we were at the Australian Open, where you're like walking, opening doors, touching a bunch of stuff everyone's touched, and we didn't know about the coronavirus really until we were coming back home. So we were just very aware, like, we weren't protecting ourselves at all.
In
like,
any way. We didn't know until the day we were leaving.
Yeah. And they're having cases in Australia now.
Yeah,
so,
it's one of the more
affected
areas, you know, countries.
So we both came home, and it was funny because we both were being like, it's totally fine. And then there was this one day I walked up to Ashley and I was like, are you like slightly concerned that we have this? And she was like, yes.
I didn't want to freak you out. I also didn't want to say it and freak myself out more. Yeah. But we had our like looking back, I'm like genuinely I'm really worried for us because I'm not kidding. There was like our hotel was decorated for the Chinese New Year.
Yeah.
The Australian Open had like a Chinese celebration every single day.
Yeah.
And it was amazing and it was so fun to watch. But looking back, I was just like, oh my God, we should have been like wearing
washing
gloves.
Your hands more.
We should have had a mask on.
We had
like,
no
we
idea.
We weren't thinking that way in any way because we didn't know about it until the day we were leaving. So I remember texting my mom and I was like, hey, I sent her a selfie of me and Taryn with our masks on. I was like, hey, we just heard about the coronavirus. We're at the airport right now. and we're kind of freaking out, like, send a prayer, like, tell your friends to pray, like, just like.
Well, because it was terrifying walking into the airport. I've never experienced something like that where you walk in and it's like, people are just like masks everywhere. Yeah, there's like attention.
Had officially dropped that it was out. Like there was an outbreak.
It was, it was definitely, but I was definitely like, I Googled all of the symptoms. Like I was reaching out, trying to figure out like, should I come in to get checked? And everywhere was just like, kind of like be aware of like, if you start to show signs of anything. So, and it's, we waited way past the incubation period to like freely talk about us being afraid
about
it.
We're fully a month out, so we're good. We're
Mark's
good.
Like,
we're good. So you should have seen me when I started feeling sick. I was like, wait, how long has it been? And then I was like, okay, I'm fine.
But it's, I mean, it's such a scary, I just think about all the people that are like.
Did you hear about the ship?
Yeah, I think
it's like straight out of a zombie apocalypse, guys. This is crazy.
It's so sad. I think we all should be sending our prayers out to like all of the people affected by it because it's scary. That's really scary.
Yeah, it's terrifying.
Anyhow, I don't know why I brought that up.
I don't know either. But
I think I was trying to think of like what's something we haven't talked about, and that
also
was
something relevant that's going on right now for sure. For sure.
I love how we've talked about vasectomies and
the coronavirus. This is supposed to be an advice podcast. You know, pull it back together, girls.
It is.
I've been a mess today.
Yeah, I feel like a mess.
Yeah, I woke up this morning and got ready, sat down on my bed, like put my laptop up, got my music going, and I was going to start doing some like UA posts, and I literally got 5 text messages from 5 different people saying I was late for sending something, and I just had a panic attack.
Well, what do you freaking know, Nancy?
Okay, no, Nancy.
We are not, you are giving me this moment because these don't come often. If you guys know Ash, Nicole XO, at all, she has been lovingly given the name Nancy because she tends to be the type of person that's like, we're leaving in 5 minutes, 1 minute. Okay, Taryn, it's 1 o'clock. You're supposed to be here. Like,
I'm a very punctual.
Very
person.
Punctual, very on it. If ever I say something like, oh, I didn't do this, she's like, you probably should have like had that done already. Or like, oh yeah, I already did mine. Like very, there's so many times I'm like, oh my God, in school, I would have freaking hated you. But then all of a sudden, this magical moment happens where she's like, oh, shoot, I didn't upload that yesterday. Oh, I'm a week late on this. And you're sitting there like, but how? Like, how can you be the way you are, but then have these areas where you're just like, meh.
I know. I think, I think my life curse is to be 10 minutes early to everything. And I've just accepted that. Like, it's fine. I'm great. I can entertain myself for 10 minutes before everyone else arrives. It's cool. I can hold the table for us, put our name down. Wait, everyone.
That's a great thing.
It's my calling.
It's like Winston, the community table.
The community table. I've just accepted it. But like, this is why I was a terrible student. Like, I hate having any kind of like homework. And it doesn't, obviously it's not homework, been out of school for a while, but like anything that feels like I have to like sit down and actually work. I'm a 9.
It makes sense. But it makes sense why no one would think to like check up on you because
you'd
present
think I'd be on top of it
as someone who's like, freaking, my room is always clean, like I'm on time, like I'm giving you this eye because you didn't do that already, like, you know what I mean?
And but like, because 90% of the time I'll get it to
you
the due date.
Yeah,
it, you just would never know that I did it 5 minutes before coming,
dragging your feet.
Yeah, like you'd never know I did it the night before.
That's,
you know,
so
like,
interesting.
it's such a weird
you are a very complex person.
I am.
Yeah,
I'm a complex,
you're like
individual.
An onion. I just keep peeling the layers.
Why'd you gotta do? Why'd you gotta go with the
onion?
Why'd you gotta do? Like Shrek.
Speaking of bad smells. Can I tell them?
No. I ate a hard-boiled egg.
She did, but she was so cute. She was like, oh, it's gonna smell. And so she excuses herself, goes out in the hallway, eats the egg outside, and then comes back in. And the second she walks in, I was like, oh, dear God. Because hard-boiled eggs smell like straight
they
butt.
They smell so bad.
So then I joked.
I was very aware of it.
I joked. I was like, okay, because Mark had gone downstairs. And I was like, Mark's gonna come back and walk in and be like, dude, someone ripped. Like, someone split cheeks, like it smells disgusting. So he comes back in and Ashley's like, Mark, I'm so sorry if it smells. I had a hard-boiled egg. And he's like, dude, I thought someone farted.
I felt so guilty. I've been trying to eat healthy and have my healthy snacks. But like,
great.
A hard-boiled egg, it's hard. It's a rough life trying to eat a hard-boiled egg in public.
You taking the steps to try to make it.
Yeah.
You know?
Alicia's done it. She straight up like opened it in the car. And I've just been just like, why?
What is that?
Oh, it sucks. Anyways, we've been talking.
I know. Oh my gosh.
We've really been talking.
When we have two episodes, we always ramble the second one.
It's hard.
I just slammed on the table. I'm sorry, Mark.
I know. That's the one. There's a sign in front of us that says, stay close to the microphone. Don't bang the table.
Do you remember? Okay. So yeah, let's set up a little. We should take a story of this. Do you want to take a story while I'm telling this?
I'd love to.
Yes. Okay. So our setup is like super cool, right? Like, you guys, if you watch our YouTube channel, there's like the backdrop and like TVs and stuff behind us. And then what we look at, it's like this big giant glass and Mark's on the other side. So that's why we always talk about like waving to Mark and stuff. And then there's a screen that has like a stopwatch that's letting us know like how long the episode's been going and stuff like that. Well, I don't know why. Like, I never noticed that it said stay close to the microphone and don't bang the table. And so there was one episode. It was like two or three episodes in. And I was like sitting and I looked and it was the first time like I saw it and I freaked out, right?
Yeah.
I like took my hands off the table and I was just like sitting so close to the mic because I was like, oh my God.
Bang the table?
And I remember I looked at you and I was like, Ash, like pointing to you because I was like, maybe we both did it. And Ashley was like, it's literally been there since our first
day one. Yeah.
And I felt so dumb. I was like, oh, dang.
She had a whole panic attack thinking she like made this huge noise and maybe we'd have to like refilm or re-record.
Yeah.
What, That's such a rookie mistake. I thought I was past that. Okay.
But you're a YouTuber. It makes sense.
Fine.
Okay. Anyways, we're legit. But we're only like 16 minutes in. That's our usual.
We're doing great.
Yeah. Are we talking like super fast?
I feel like you are.
Oh, shoot. I feel like you are.
Relax. So. I'm doing good. I'm fine.
Cool. Okay. So I'll go first because mine's a little shorter.
Yeah. Let's do it.
And, you know, we're not in love month anymore. So now it's just
Thank God. Back to all the regular just problems
life.
We have.
Although I do love when we have like kind of themed months because it's like exciting.
No,
you know?
It's so fun. I can't wait for our next one.
Yeah. What would our next one be? March, April? I don't know. We could just make a month one.
We should do. You know what? Follow us on Instagram and help us decide.
Yeah, that was good. We'll open this up.
Okay.
Nice segue. Again, I cut off, I was trying to be productive, but I cut off the email title. But it is basically about roommate drama.
Got it.
Not that we would ever
relatable.
Have any.
No, I'm just kidding.
I'm still waiting for like a blowout fight and us to walk in and just be like facing the other
way. I can't wait for is like, you guys have no idea. Our rooms are across the hall from each other. So like if we were to have like a blowout, like big fight, like I can't wait. I hope someone has a camera in the hallway and we just slam our doors at each other.
Cause don't talk to me.
Don't talk to me. Bam. It's just so funny. Anyways.
Oh. Good times.
Cool.
Okay. That's it. We'll be right back. Hello, everyone. It's Taryn
and Ashley
from Unsolicited Advice. And if you want to listen to our show without ads, you can now.
Just go to unsolicitedadvice.supercast.com or click the link in the episode description and you can get a 1 week preview of the ad-free version for free.
You'll get ad-free listening to the show. You can listen on almost any podcasting app and you'll be supporting our show too. That's unsolicitedadvice.supercast.com. Okay, welcome back. We're just going to jump into this one.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I don't know. Hey ladies, please keep me anonymous or you can make up a fake name. Should we give her a fake name?
Jessica.
Okay. I'm going to write this down because I'll forget because I have really bad short-term memory.
Jessica. Problem.
Jess. Hey Jess, thanks for writing in.
Jess.
I'm a big, Jess. Yeah. I'm a big fan of the podcast. Love hearing your take on situations that I can relate to. You make it so fun to listen.
Jessica.
Just stop. So sweet. I have a somewhat short story for you today, and I would love some advice from you too. My roommate is my best friend, and we have been sharing an apartment for the past 2 years at college. She struggles with depression and adopted a dog last year for emotional support. Aww. However, this dog is literally the worst dog I have ever had the experience of knowing.
It just took, I thought it was good.
Just a straight up turn. Like, so, yeah. She put, disclaimer, I love dogs. I am a dog person and grew up with dogs, but this one is really something else. He frequently chews up my things, goes to the bathroom in the apartment, is very ill-mannered and often jumps on guests, knocking them over. To make matters worse, she doesn't clean up after him in the yard or groom him often enough to keep him healthy. He usually has matted fur, a stinky ear infection, and is never disciplined for his bad behavior. It is driving me crazy to try and tolerate him in a space that we share. I feel like it's a big issue that's eating away at my relationship with her, but I don't know how to discuss the problem. I can't relate to her mental health struggles, but I absolutely want the best for her. And if the dog helps her, then I don't think it's my place to tell her I don't want him around. On the other hand, I feel like it's not exactly fair for me to be miserable in my own home. I've thought about this a lot, and I'm really conflicted on what action, if any, I should take since I'll be graduating in about 4 months. What's your take on the issue? Any advice would be greatly appreciated. Love, Jessica.
Jessica.
Oh,
that's hard.
I just want to say, I have been loving these type of stories that have been coming in. Like, just real life, crappy situations, no pun intended, because of the door crap. That it's just like, this sucks, and this is what's going on. Like, a short, just like, here's what it is, you know? Because I think sometimes, like, some of the stories we get, it's like a lot of it is about love, which totally get. And for whatever reason, us two extremely single people are amazing at dating advice.
We're so wise.
Oh my God, the wisest. But I love this, like, just grimy, like,
because that's real
something
life you don't think about. Because it's like, yeah, a roommate with a dog is always just like, oh, okay, I see where this is going. But like, yeah, like emotional support dog just makes it so much worse. Because then it's like, what do you do? Yeah. Like, that's really difficult. I need a moment to figure out exactly.
Do you want me to start?
Yeah.
Okay.
Because that's hard.
It is, because it's a situation you have to actually think and be like, well, what would I do in that area? Because luckily for
sticky
us,
situation.
Our dogs are amazing. Yeah. So like, we've had like a couple things where like, we weren't sure how much like they loved each other, and like
concerned
my
about
dog
that
like
for a minute.
Is so tiny and like has to be freaking carried up and down the stairs. There's like certain things that you have to like work around when you have like a living situation. But I genuinely care about your dog as if it were my own, and I trust you guys with my dog as well. Uh-huh. So it's like we've never had that be an issue.
Yeah,
and we are like annoyingly dog people. But okay. This has so many freaking layers to it. Uh-huh. One, I really respect and I love the fact that you spent time to just talk about, like, I don't know how to relate to her mental health stuff. So, but I want her to be happy. And I think that's very, very important. It's
very
important
healthy.
To, again, strip away, like, this is just what she's dealing with and how can I be a good friend to her? Because you guys have been best friends. You've lived with each other for a while. So this is just, like, a hurdle. However, I think that this is definitely a conversation that you have the right to have because it is your home.
Yeah.
And I think there's a difference from having an unproductive conversation where you're just like, hey, your dog smells. This sucks. Like, he's always in my stuff. I don't want him in my room. Or one where it's like, hey, there's been some things that like I wanted to just bring up to your attention. And I would love to know, like, is there any way that like I can help with things? You know what I mean? To try to like make it like, hey, let's solve this problem instead of just this is your dog. It's bothering me, especially if she has sensitivity with like depression and stuff. Like, you don't necessarily just want to come in hard. Does that make sense? Even though that's how I want to be.
That's really hard. I feel like and this would be difficult for me because I hate this kind of stuff. Like, I feel anxious thinking about this.
Yeah.
But I feel like there's really no roundabout way of doing this. And I'm a 9. Mm-hmm. And I'm the queen of, here's a roundabout way of me telling you that you need to do the dishes. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm so good at that kind of stuff. But for this specifically, especially because it's her dog, and it's clearly not trained in leaving messes and she's not taking care of it, I feel like there's no other way to do it, except maybe you could sit her down and be like, hey, so I want to make sure like we're both training him with the same way. Like, can you tell me exactly what you say when he has an accident so I know how to punish him also? Can you tell me exactly what I can do when he's jumping on people? Like, there's usually there's verbiage you're supposed to use.
Yeah.
And if you aren't consistent with the verbiage, then the dog doesn't know what you're talking about.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So maybe you can kind of like slide in by saying, how can I better communicate with the dog?
Like, maybe wait for an incident. Like, or honestly make one up. I've done that before where it's like if I were you, I'd be like, hey, like, so the other day, like when you were gone, my friend came over and like, what, Fido, whatever his name is, like knocked my friend down and be like, so I just wanted to talk about, like, maybe we can come up with something together.
Yeah.
Like, you don't even have to have like a very like morph a situation to address what you need to talk to. You know what I mean?
Yeah. And that could maybe be your leeway into opening that conversation. Yeah. Maybe you don't have to sit her down and hit her with all of it right away, but you can kind of start off with that.
Yeah.
Or I think the only other option would be to sit her down and be like, hey, mostly, I know the dog's being annoying, but if the fur's matted and
he
smells and he has
an
ear infection, like, that sucks that she's not taking care of him.
Yeah.
So you can also come at it from the other side and just say, hey, like, I'm actually kind of worried. It seems like he's been sick a lot lately.
Yeah.
It seems like he smells a lot lately. I've thought I should tell you and see if you need me, you know, maybe, well, I don't want to put more work in your, I don't want to give you a job either.
So this is where I have a suggestion that is like, honestly, take this or leave it, because I know I am saying this as a 2, right? Like, and how I have found that I like deal with certain things like this, but I know that this is like a big ask, mm-hmm. if that makes sense. So first of all, she said she's graduating in 4 months. I would honestly, I would probably start to think about like maybe a different living situation, because this dog is new. Dogs live a long time. It's not your dog, so you can't implement things necessarily to change it. So I would maybe start thinking about that. But 4 months in the meantime, I feel like if you sit with her and just like almost change your mentality to be like, this is my dog too. So with that being said, like saying like, hey, I've noticed like there's a, like, his fur has been really matted. Like, his ear seems to be this. Like, if you're having a hard time, like, I would love to help take care of him too. And then I would like get permission and just start to act on it. Because I feel like if you are involved more of like, hey, I'm just going to take him to the groomer. Like, now he's at least clean and he's healthy when he's around. Or like,
which she can pay for it.
Oh, totally.
If you're wanting to
and
drive.
Say like, hey, like, yeah, financially it's your dog, but like, I'm willing to take him. But I think like if you switch to just being like, you know what, like mentally right now, I'm going to pretend that this is my own. So, yes, there's a mess. I hate that I'm cleaning it up, but like, I'm going to clean it and I'm going to move on.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, you've got to find what makes your sanity. And for me, I've learned in like annoying room me situations. Obviously, I'm not talking about Ashley, but where I've decided like my sanity is more important to me than this battle of like, this is your job, you should be doing this, not me. Mm. And so there's been times where I've had that conversation with myself and I'm like, you know what? I'm just going to do the dishes because I like when the sink's clean and like, I don't want to argue about it. Like, I'd rather just take this minute, put music on, do the dishes and move on, and we can have a conversation about it later.
Yeah.
So I think you need to decide like,
how bad is this?
What is
going to
make you sane? So if that means like, you putting a little bit more into this dog to like have him be more healthy or clean or more well-behaved, like when you're alone with him, instead of just like leaving him to do his own thing because he's not yours, being like, no, I'm going to try to like work with him. You know yeah. what I mean? It's up to you. But like I said, that's a very extreme thing that I feel like a lot of people would not like resonate with. They'd be like, no, it's her dog. So, yeah. But yeah. that's my something I think I would do.
Yeah. I think piling it all on at once is probably not the best way to go, especially if she has some emotional instabilities, then I would definitely pick one, and go with that route. Also, like accidents around the house, if she's not picking it up, that's just disgusting. So
put it on
your pillow. Another way to just be like, hey, listen, I love the dog, I don't mind the dog, but that's a mm-hmm. that's a hard like no, you need to pick up after your dog in the house. I understand accidents happen. My dog's the worst, and I swear she does it to spite me if I make her mad.
Yeah.
But like, I'm not going to leave it there.
Yeah.
I'm not going to throw a towel on it and just leave it there.
Yeah.
That's disgusting. So you need to just be like, that's one of my rule breakers. Like, you have to pick, you got to do something about that.
Yeah.
Otherwise, I'm going to throw a fit.
Yeah.
You know? And I feel like that's just relatable and that's polite.
Yeah.
So I feel like she would actually respond to that really well, because it's just like, you're right.
Yeah. And I mean, the fact that she's not taking care of the dog could be a reflection of like where she's at. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like,
I would think so mad at her. That's bad.
Yeah. So that could be something that you just say like, hey, like, I love you and I care for you. And I've noticed that, like, you know, there's some things like I don't feel like he's totally taken care of, and I just want to see, like, are you okay? Like, do you feel like this is too much for you?
Oh,
like,
yeah, that's a good.
Can I step in and help you? Because I know the reason for having this dog was to, like, help you feel better. But if you're having a hard time, like, I will step in and help, because there are some things that are, like, coming to my attention. Like, he's not clean, and he's not this, and he's not this. So, like, I'm just trying to see, like, if you need some help. You know what I mean?
That's but actually again, a really great avenue.
Thanks, Ash.
To have that conversation. Yeah. I think I would go with that one first.
Yeah. So basically, don't listen to anything we just know. I'm just kidding. Dude, we should have like a roomy episode though, because I've heard some horror stories. Like my friend Nicole, she had where she left, the first and only time she left dishes in the sink. And when she came home, her roommate had taken all of her dishes and put them out on the like balcony.
Oh, wow.
Yes. Or like weird stuff like that where like, or her roommate got a dog and the dog would like pee all over her clothes and stuff. And yeah.
Wow. So,
but it's always like interesting. I love hearing about that.
Roomie drama's weird. I knew a girl whose roommate would sneak into her room.
Ew, sneak is just terrifying.
And not necessarily take anything, but like she could tell, you know, you leave your, it's your room. You know where you left something.
Yes.
You know that there is a scrunched up paper in the corner of the floor, you know, like, you know where your stuff is. Mm-hmm. So when something's out of place, like, it's just, you know, when someone's been in your room.
Yep.
And she would deny it 90% of the time. And, you know, it was just, it's interesting. Everything changes when you live with someone.
Yeah.
Like, you learn so much about a person, and it's either good or it's bad.
Yeah. No, it's so, so it's just true. Like,
yeah, we should have a roomie episode.
We should.
That could be the new theme.
Oh my God, yes.
Possibly.
Let us know your
follow
thoughts.
Follow us on Instagram and help us decide.
Help us decide. cool. Well, that's
thanks,
my story.
Thanks, Jessica.
Yeah, thanks,
Jess. That was
Jess.
Interesting. We have not had anything like that
what
before.
What if her name really is Jessica? Because I don't have it written on here.
Isn't it ending in an A?
I think A is for anonymous.
Oh, got it.
Which, by the way, it was signed A, and I was like,
Pretty Little Liars.
Pretty Little Liars, but no, A for anonymous.
Makes sense to me. Well, thank you. Good luck with the dog situation.
Yeah, give us an update, because that's super interesting.
Yeah. Very.
Cool.
All right. I'm going to hit you with my title for my story, and then we'll take a break, and I will get into it. This one is titled so well. I just want to say that I think this person and me and Taryn, I feel like we would all get along very well.
Ooh, okay.
Yeah. She titled it, get ready, Shame, Shame, I Know Your Name.
Ooh.
Okay. Okay, back from our break. Again, this story is titled Shame, Shame, I Know Your Name. And we're going to dive right in.
I'm ready.
Hey, Ashley and Taryn. Hello.
Hi.
I want to start out by letting you know that I am an Enneagram number 7, and therefore I am a pretty positive person. Yeah, you are. I have written to you both before and often send you updates on my situation, but I feel as though I need to start over because clearly this is an ongoing battle that I may always deal with.
Oh, interesting. Mm-hmm. Can we just say we're so sorry if we don't get to your letters?
Yeah, I think we just need to disclaimer. If we don't get to you, it's genuinely nothing personal. There's no humanly way to keep up with the
it's
amount of emails.
It's not humanly possible.
I said that weird. Yeah, I felt it also.
I got you.
It's not possible. So do not take it personally. Hopefully one day we will get to them, but there's absolutely no way we can get to all of them. So I think we just miss a lot of them, unfortunately. But you can do like this girl. Keep sending them in.
Yeah,
because I mean, if she said she had emailed us a few times, I finally got it. So there's hope. Okay, continuing. 3 years ago, I attended a party at a coworker's house with my then boyfriend, now husband. Congrats.
Nice.
I hadn't eaten that day and stopped by the store to bring my own alcohol and began drinking as soon as I got there, which I deeply regret. There were a number of employees there from different departments, but I had a group of friends there, two of which were a man and a woman who had been dating for years. We'll call them Joe and Sarah for now. They had always made sexual comments to me, but I always thought they were joking and said no while I laughed. I feel like that's such a common. It's like, oh, so okay. That's exactly what I do. Yeah, that's what I would do. And I'd just be like, and walk away.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's exactly what I would do. After an hour or so, Sarah asked me to go to the bathroom with her. When I went in, Joe was already there.
In the bathroom. Oh, dear God.
I don't remember all of the details, but I do remember saying no and trying to change the subject awkwardly to avoid confrontation. His hands were all over me while Sarah watched.
What?
I felt trapped. Because I know there are many young listeners, I won't go into detail, but basically plenty of no's were said, and they eventually let me leave the room. A year later, while attending a university, I had to take a sexual harassment awareness seminar to be a student there. This is when the events of the party truly started to affect me. Meanwhile, Sarah had told multiple people that I willingly took part in sexual acts with her boyfriend. I had had enough and decided to go to human resources department. FYI, this company has more than 2,000 employees. Sarah and Joe were put on immediate leave while an investigation took place. The investigation began in January and did not end until March. Sarah and Joe convinced HR that I had a relationship with them, and I was given a final warning, aka a gag order, while they were allowed to come back with full pay for their 2-month leave. I quit immediately, but the damage was done. I had spent months so afraid of retaliation, so affected by the change in behavior from my peers, and feeling so worthless and unlovable. I'll never forget wanting to hide in a closet so that others wouldn't be tricked or manipulated into loving me and feeling like there's absolutely no way God could love me after this. Mm. I went to a therapist and did EDMR therapy, which I'd never heard of before.
Eye direction movement something. Yeah, it's basically like they do, it's not like hypnosis, but it's like it has to do with like your eyes.
Interesting.
Yeah.
She went to a therapist and did EDMR therapy, in which I learned that I had been pushing Joe off during the incident. My left shoulder was raised during EDMR and I'm left-handed. My husband is the most loving and supportive man and helped me get through my depression. Eventually, I felt like I had left all of this behind. It's now a year later, and I just feel so angry. I feel like I don't have a voice, and karma isn't doing her job. My best friends know about the situation, but they never ask about it, and I know if I were to bring it up, they would just feel awkward and quickly jump to a new topic. I feel as though I desperately need someone to be angry for me, and I know that if one of your friends were going through this, you would fight for them like crazy. The therapist didn't feel like I needed to come back after 3 appointments, so I haven't been in a little less than a year. I feel like I should find someone to talk to, but I am from a small town and resources are slim to none. I'm hoping that maybe you will have another guest on who has had some training in this, or Taryn can help me out because she did minor in psychology.
Yeah,
LOL. I totally know that this is so long and you girls are getting emails right and left, but I also know that 1 in 3 women are affected by sexual abuse and feel angry. Mm-hmm. And I feel it every day, as I know they do. Whether you read this on the podcast or not, writing it out has been very therapeutic for me, and I am thankful to have had you as an outlet. I also don't know what to title this, but I'm obsessed with New Girl and would love to lighten this very intense topic with a funny Winnie the Bish reference.
Winnie the Bish!
Love you both. Thank you for being my virtual besties. Laura.
Aww. Ugh. Are you checking anonymous?
Yeah.
I
was like, huh, my body got very hot. And I was like, did I just mess it up? No. Okay. Wow. This is such one. Again, I just want to say again, I feel like I know you so well. I feel like we would get along so well. The Winnie the Bish reference, the title was just like so good. That's why I just like, that's literally what caught my eye. And that's why I was excited to read the title. So great job with that. I'm deeply, deeply sorry for everything that you've gone through. It's weird. I feel like even in today's age where it's like, no, like we talk about these things, we're open about these things, it's still like we're just not open enough. And I understand, like I get how it might feel like there's no one to talk to about this.
Well, I feel like because like first it was just no one talked about it at all.
Yeah.
It like, was a very... I mentioned before, I had a manager of a restaurant I worked at like touch me inappropriately at like a work party thing. And I like said no, got super uncomfortable, like left right away, was like crying. I was a mess. And then the next time I had a shift, everyone was like treating me weird and saying that like we had hooked up and like all this, which obviously he had been saying stuff, and I felt like gross. I like cried and I didn't know what to do because he was my boss. And mm-hmm. back then, like I was like 18, and that was way before like the whole Me Too, like all this stuff was going on. Like nobody talked about it. Like you didn't know what to do. Yeah. And so I didn't tell anybody. Like I was like, oh, it's just like this creepy guy at work. I'm just going to avoid him. And that was it. Mm-hmm. And so it's like we came from that to these like powerful movements where now women are like standing up for themselves, not even just women, like men, like basically anyone who has been like
victims
taken advantage.
Are standing up. Yeah.
And but then that almost like went so far to the other end that now I feel like we're falling in this weird where like people are not believing people.
It's the whole boy who cried wolf.
Yes.
Thing. I've talked to multiple people about this exact same topic.
Yes.
Where it's almost talked about so much now to the point where it's like, oh, of course something has happened to you.
Yes.
Something's happened to everyone. You're not special. It's normal now. And I'm not saying that to downplay anything
that has happened to
anyone. But
it's a disgusting reality.
Do you see what's happening? It's so weird that we're almost desensitized to what's happening because we hear about it so much now. Whereas before it was very like shocking. It was like that happened to you, you know? So it's like almost people don't really react the way they should because we're hearing about it so much.
Well, and this poor Laura, right?
Uh-huh.
Like, I hope, like, oh God, I'm like, my body is tense because I'm so upset for you. And like you said, like, I know you guys would get mad. Like, I'm fuming.
Yeah.
Because it's just not fair because you got put into a situation where a couple is coming in together being like, no, this girl did that. Like, It does not make it right. I want to make that clear. But it makes sense why an HR team would be like, oh, well, these two people who are in a relationship, why would they make that up? Yeah. And
but of course they're going to be on the same side.
Of course they are, because they're obviously very freaking deranged to like do something like that.
They planned it. Like they had this whole like backstory.
It's disgusting. And so I hope that you don't take that as a reflection of like, oh, I wasn't believed, I wasn't valued. Like, that's just like a, literally you got dealt all of the wrong cards, like, yeah, in that situation. I, you know, you mentioned stuff about karma, and I know everybody believes different things. I honestly think stuff catches up to us in one way or another, and you might feel like you got the short end of the stick, which in a lot of ways you did. But honestly, girl, like, you are not in that situation anymore. You're not around those toxic people who, like, treated you different or didn't believe you. And I know right now you feel like you're still in these, like, you're, like, you know, like, sludging through these steps, like, trying to get work done. But, like, eventually this could lead you to something amazing, and they're going to continue to do their own thing and be, like, in their own mess, and it will catch up. But it, you've got to, like, up. It always does, but you've got to move on to the fact that, like, that's not even in your mind. You know, yeah, what I mean? Because they're not worth even, like, a second for you to, like, think about, because they're disgusting.
Yeah.
I wanted to say something about, I mean, honestly, I feel like we could talk for hours about her. Yeah, and, like,
just go on forever.
Yeah. I wanted to say something about the therapist kind of, like, dismissing you. I can tell just by the way that you are writing that, like, you are very, like, you know what's going on in your mind. You know how to articulate what you're feeling and things like that. A lot of what therapy is, like, someone, like, asking a series of questions or, like, kind of, like, reading you enough to lead you into realization. So it could be that this therapist was just kind of like, oh, well, she gets it, like, whatever. Either way, I think that's a weird move on her part. But you have the right to, like, fight and say no. Like, you don't need to have, like, a traumatic thing or be, like, dysfunctional in your personal life to go to therapy.
Yeah.
And I think that, like, every, we've talked about this so many freaking times, therapists are not made for everyone. Like, you've got to find someone that is, like, your fit and who's going to keep pushing you forward, mm-hmm, and doesn't need to, like, graduate you out of it. Like, there's people who go to therapy their entire lives, and, yeah, they literally walk in and are like, this week this happened, this week, you know what I mean? So this is obviously, like, you're still going through things, so you need to fight for yourself and find someone who's gonna help you process the stuff that you're still processing.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. I think if you're going to therapy simply to talk to someone, that is excuse enough to go to therapy.
Yeah.
You don't have to have this traumatic thing that happened to you that you're working out.
Which you did.
To go. Yeah. But you did.
But
so that's,
yeah,
even,
so
more
it's even
reason.
More, yeah, no, I totally agree.
And just because you have figured it out in your head, like, how you feel, and you know how to vocalize that, doesn't mean that you're actually over something.
Yeah.
Especially something that traumatic that is going to stick with you. Yeah. So I completely agree with Taryn. You can either go back to her or you can find someone else. I'd probably do the latter.
Yeah.
And maybe find someone that understands that you just need to vent.
Yeah.
And you need to get it off your chest.
Or even, like, a support group, or, like, reach out.
Support group's a great idea.
Yeah. Or even, like, I mean, I know we have, like, ads about them all the time, but, like, BetterHelp, like, some, like, there's places that have, mm-hmm, people who specialize in things.
There's even Facebook pages. It, yeah, doesn't have to be this huge.
Yes.
You know, program or something, which, or it very well could be.
What'd she say about something about, like, a small?
She lives in a small town, so she doesn't have a lot of resources.
Got it.
What she,
yeah,
said.
There's so much stuff that's out there. But, like, the thing is, like, I think the reason, and again, this is me kind of, like, jumping into stuff, but you went through a traumatic incident where your words didn't have an effect.
Yeah.
You said no, you said you didn't want something, and someone took advantage of you anyways. And so a lot of that can have a really big effect on you feeling like you don't have a voice and that you can't protect yourself.
Yeah.
And so I think that you need to pursue something where you are speaking on behalf of yourself, on behalf of that person that went through that traumatic thing, and giving yourself that voice and giving yourself those ways to feel powerful and back in control. Yeah. Because you got robbed of your control in a moment, and it's, yeah, just hideous, and I hate them and I want to hurt them. But
Taryn's about to fly to wherever you are.
I'm very triggered. But I
don't
want
know her.
You to
have no idea when they see her coming.
No. No. And those are two like ugly people. I used to, my grandma, she used to say when we were being like bad, she would say that we were ugly. And I never understood that. I'd be like, I'm not ugly. I'm beautiful. Yeah. You know, but like, it is like people who have those ugly hearts and like the ugly.
Yeah.
It is an ugliness. And you had two ugly people rub their ugly on you. You know what I mean? But you are not like, you are a beautiful person. And so you've got to do your best to like shed that from you.
Yeah.
And whatever that means, like a support group, going to more therapy, like talking to your friends about it, and sit those girls down or boys, whoever your friends are that you feel like they don't care. What, sit them down and be like, hey, I need you right now. And I don't care if you don't understand what I'm going through. Like part of being a friend is seeing that person hurt and being like, I'm dropping everything to like make you feel heard and loved.
Yeah.
So like give them a pep talk of like, hey, I need more from you because that's not okay. Like you need that support.
Oh, yeah.
Triggered.
Taryn's very upset right now. Rightfully so. Yeah. I think this whole you feeling unlovable and unheard, like it's really hard to do that because those feelings are real and I understand why you're feeling them, but you need to take a step back and realize like this has no reflection mm-mm. on you whatsoever. This should, if anything, show you how deeply gross and like how deeply messed up they are, like as people. And they've clearly got some shit to work through, like they own, like in their relationship as individuals, there's so much wrong happening there.
Well, to not only do those things, but then to like manipulate and bully and
it's like one thing after another another. It's like, okay, you are affecting some innocent woman's life, her career, her probably relationship with her husband, obviously her relationship with her friends. Like this is a snowball effect that's starting to affect her life.
Yeah.
And they're just nonchalantly getting paid for their 2-month leave from HR. If I were you, if this writing a letter thing is working and is helping you like mentally process what happened to you, I would maybe write HR a letter.
Heck yeah.
A very strongly worded long letter. Explain where they messed up, explain how the actions of their employees who they supported have affected you and are currently affecting you. And then I would mail it and just walk away because you have to live your life, you know, but like give them
that's such a good closure thing. And what I would like preface it with is like Ashley said, like there, you might not even know and you might never know, but this injustice happened. I would describe what's going on and I would say you guys have other employees that are now in danger of the same thing happening.
Yeah.
And I would keep a close eye because I would never want someone to go through what I went through.
Yeah, especially under your watch as a company.
And I would 2,000 send it
employees,
off.
That's a lot of people.
And that's like, that's you doing a power move. Like mm-hmm. you're taking a step to be like, hey, you are wrong. And I can't control what you do, but I can show you again, like, you're wrong.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. And writing a letter is such, like, that's something I would do. I can't tell people to their face stuff like this. I can't. But I can sit down and write something very impactful and very powerful and just walk away.
Like, no,
that's,
yeah.
That's the best way to do it, I think, because it's also shows, like, you didn't go to social media. You didn't go, like, to the newspaper and, like, blast this huge thing. Yeah. You just simply wrote them a letter and you were like, hey, you messed up.
Yeah.
And I'm paying for it.
Yeah.
But like, I don't know. I think that's a good move.
I think that could be. And like, you know, write it out. And if you're like, yeah, I want to send this, or you're like, I want to go to the beach with my friends and like burn it, whatever you got to do.
Yeah.
Get that closure. And just, I know I've mentioned this before, and this is like the last thing I'm going to add to this. But one of my, when I personally was going through counseling, one of the biggest takeaways I got from one of my session was, I was dealing with some like pretty like severe insecurities that like were just wrapped, like warped in my mind. And I was having a hard time just functioning in everyday life.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember how much like I put my failure in those moments to overcome that back onto myself. And a lot of like her wording, like I'm unlovable, like I'm this. She's like, you are reflecting back onto yourself what was done to you.
Yeah.
And honestly, it was funny because in my session, I remember being like, this lady is a kook. Like, what is she having me do? But she had me, I had crayons and a paper and I drew myself and she had me draw my insecurity as a monster standing next to me. Mm-hmm. And so I drew that. And then she said, when you are feeling insecure, you need to think about it as it's this other part. It's not a part of you, but it's this outside entity that is affecting you and you need to speak to it. And yeah. you need to say like, no, I'm not going to let you win. I'm not going to let you do this.
Yeah.
But separating myself so it's like I can be mad at my insecurity but and I'm protecting myself yeah. because I'm saying yeah. like, I love myself enough to be like, no, I hate you. Like, mm-hmm. I hate the way you make me feel. Like, I hate that you're a part of me. I hate that these things have been done to me that, like, I'm going to cry. I'm just like, I'm emotional for her. But
I know.
I hate that, like, someone did something to me that was not my choice. It was yeah. not in my power. And I am the one left dealing with it. And yeah. that's, it's not a fair thing. It never is going to be a fair thing, but you need to switch your anger to that monster that's outside of you and that thing that's still affecting you. And you need to look it straight in the face and be like, you will not have effect on me because like I am so much friggin' stronger than you uh-huh. and I am going to be fine.
Yeah.
And so that's something I would say, like, you didn't have control in that situation, but like, girl, you need to fight for yourself
yeah.
to regain that control and like put those thoughts and negative things like as far away from you as you can.
Taryn's winded.
I got emotional.
No, I completely agree with Taryn, obviously. Your old job sucks and the HR team sucks and the couple sucks, but I can tell you, like, you sound amazing and your husband sounds amazing. I'm so happy that you have him.
Yeah.
And I am just so excited for you to one day be able to put this behind you and just move on and live your best life that you possibly can. Again, I'm so sorry that you went yeah. through that, but I guarantee you that multiple people are listening right now yeah. and have had something very similar happen to them.
One in three.
Or a best friend
yeah.
or a family member. And they needed to hear that. And they needed to hear how you've dealt with this and how strong and passionate you are about this. And maybe one day you'll be able to use this horrible situation to help someone else that you know.
Well, I think it's good too because you hear all these like victory stories on social media, right?
Yeah.
Like she stood up to her boss and he got fired and now she's this. But a lot of people don't talk about like the mm-hmm. corruption that still is out there. So I think this is good for like, there's probably girls that are like, I spoke up and like
everything.
Nothing happened.
Yeah.
So it's something like, I think you're going to be surprised how much this incident that it feels heavy and like it destroyed you is actually just going to be a stepping stone for you to like have a positive impact for other people and to like someday like, you know, teach your future kids like right, you know,
yeah.
or like give a voice to someone like you said who might be listening right now and is like, I've been through the exact same thing, but like I was too scared to like write in or like talk about it, you know?
Yeah, I think sometimes it sucks, but I do think sometimes we go through terrible things so that we can be there for someone when they're going through yeah. a terrible thing. And hopefully you'll have a moment one day where you can help someone through that terrible thing because you know exactly how they feel.
Yeah.
So thank you so much, Laura, for being vulnerable with us.
Yeah, no, thank you so much.
And writing us in and writing the beautiful letter and the amazing new girl reference. We appreciate you. And good luck with everything. And write that letter.
Write that letter, girl.
Hit us with a dad joke.
I know. Woo, I got like.
It's hot.
I feel like that's like. Have you cried yet?
No, I'm not really a crier.
You get glossy eyed.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think that's only like my third time crying. Honestly, I'm surprised it hasn't happened more.
I know, me too, actually.
When I get heated, Ashley knows, I lose it. Okay, I have one for you. Ready?
I'm ready.
Why was the computer late for work?
I have no idea. Go.
I always am like, just let me say it, but I like everybody listening probably is also sitting there like
yeah.
trying to. Because he had a slow hard drive.
Oh my gosh.
Get it?
Because he had like a slow hard drive.
And like a hard drive.
Uh-huh.
It's so good.
It's so good.
It's so good.
Thank you guys so much for listening to this episode and for putting up with the dad jokes.
Nobody's putting up with it except you. Everyone's enjoying it. They want more.
If you don't subscribe to our YouTube channel, what are you doing with your lives? Yep. You should subscribe already. We're having a good time over there. Follow us on Instagram, on Twitter, on Facebook. We have all those things and would love to talk with you more on there. Mm-hmm. We'll talk to you guys on our next episode, which will be coming next week. As they always do.
As they always do.
And yeah, we love you guys.
You all.
Bye.